Tonight's all, I have the honor of introducing you to Dominic Boulay. Born and raised in Ottawa, Dominic Boulay is a University of Ottawa graduate with a history and education degrees. He taught French immersion at the elementary level for 3 years. From 1996 to 2003, he was the education officer of the Canadian War Museum. In July 2003, Mr. Boulay joined the Commonwealth War Graves Commission for a 2-year secondment as the secretary and special project manager at the commission's head office in Maidenhead, United Kingdom. While based in the United Kingdom, he traveled to the commission cemeteries throughout Europe and gained valuable knowledge of European commemorations that he uses daily in his Canadian work. In July 2005, Mr. Boulay was appointed Deputy Secretary General of the Commission's Canadian Agency. He has traveled extensively in North America and in the Caribbean, inspecting commission headstones and ensuring follow-up maintenance by contractors. He is also Canadian Agency's Public Relations Manager and is responsible for promoting the Commission's work at local, regional, national, and North American events, as well as through education initiatives and outreach programs, such as Adopt a Grave. Mr. Boulay has developed a website specifically to the Canadian Agency and has expanded the agency's working relationship with a variety of organizations, including Anivets, the Canadian War Museum, the Royal Canadian Legion, Veterans Affairs Canada. From January to April 2009, he fulfilled the responsibilities of the agency's Secretary General on an acting basis. Please join me in welcoming Dominic Boulay. Good luck.
Thank you. I'll make this quick because I'm sure you're getting as hungry as I am.
Here's some water.
Oh, thank you. I'll give you an update, actually. I know that I was in Stratford and I gave you an overview of the Commonwealth War Graves Commission and our mandate and our history. Today, I'll give you a small review, but I want to deal more about our new responsibilities that head office has given us a year ago. But basically, the Commonwealth War Graves Commission, our mandate is to mark and maintain the grave sites and memorials of all those of the Commonwealth who died during the First and Second World War. And to be qualified as war dead, you have to have died in service or as a result of service during our periods of reference. For the First World War, 4th of August 1914 to the 31st of August 1921, while the Second World War, our period of reference, is the 3rd of September 1939 to the 31st of December 1947. If you fall outside of those dates, you don't qualify as war dead. You actually are considered a veteran. The Commission has several principles. One of the main ones, definitely, that each of the war dead will be commemorated by name on either a headstone, if the remains were found, or if the remains were not found, then they would be commemorated on one of our 200 memorials around the world. The headstones would be permanent and uniform, no distinction on account of rank, race, or creed, and there was no repatriation of remains. You were buried very close to where you died. The commission, one thing I wanted to mention right at the beginning, actually, is the Commonwealth War Graves Commission is an international organization comprised of 6 member governments. The commission is not part of Veterans Affairs Canada. We are not an agency of the Government of Canada. We are an international organization with offices around the world. The UK pays 78% of our budget since they had 78% of war dead for both world wars. Then comes in Canada at almost 11%. We took over Newfoundland's share in 1949 when Newfoundland became a province of Canada. The Commission commemorates 1.7 million war dead, Commonwealth war dead men and women around the world. 760,000 of those have no known grave, and that's why they are commemorated on one of our 200 memorials around the world. The Commission built 2,500 cemeteries, mostly in Europe, but some in Africa and Asia. We have war dead from the Commonwealth at 23,000 burial sites around the world. And like I said, either one of the commission cemeteries, but they can also be in municipal cemeteries, private cemeteries, family cemeteries around the world. Now, how do we maintain all these sites? We have a staff of approximately 1,200 people who are either stonemasons or gardeners. The other 200 staff, I'm one of the other 200 staff, we're part of the administrative staff. We have offices around the world, our head office being located in Maidenhead, where I worked for 2 years. We also have 2 other offices in the UK, and then offices around the world, the Canadian agency being in Ottawa, and the South African agency, etc. We also have regional offices, but I didn't put them on the map. The Canadian agency was established in 1921, and we're responsible for all Commonwealth war dead in the Americas. Prior to September of 2011, we were only responsible for the Commonwealth war dead in Canada and the United States. Our mandate has changed quite a lot since last year. I'll get into that a little bit more. We represent, of course, the 6 nations of the Commonwealth, and our budget is provided by head office. Now, as I just mentioned, last year, our head office decided to restructure the commission, and they thought it would be more practical if the Canadian agency was dealing with all war graves in the Western Hemisphere, North America, South America, Central America, and the Caribbean. And we decided, our office, as of last winter, that we would go and inspect the war graves in our new areas by starting with the Caribbean. I was actually the first one who did the first inspection trip, and I had the opportunity of visiting Martinique, St. Vincent, the British Virgin Islands, and Bermuda. The goal of our inspection trips in these new areas is actually to assess the condition of the war graves, and then from there be able to maintain them at the standard that the Commission wants them to be maintained. So to try to bring them up to the same standard levels as our cemeteries in Europe, Asia, Africa, and North America. So in the Americas, we have over 20,000 Commonwealth war dead in over 3,300 cemeteries. We're responsible for 28 crosses of sacrifices and 10 memorials. Most of those 20,000 war dead are actually here in Canada. We have over 18,000 war dead from coast to coast. One of the closest cemeteries where we do have war dead is actually in Brookside Cemetery, not too far from the Winnipeg Airport. And then it peters out. In the USA, we have just over 1,000 war dead, except in 3 states. A lot of people ask me, well, why do we have Commonwealth war dead in the United States of America? It's simple. Over 35 5,000 Americans crossed the border into Canada prior to the United States declaring war in the First World War, and over 30,000 Americans did the same thing prior to December 1941. And a lot of Americans that were in the Canadian military went back to the United States, but died within our periods of reference for both World Wars. And they're entitled to a Commonwealth headstone. Then in Central America, we have 28 war dead in 5 countries. South America, 123 war dead in 9 countries. And the Caribbean, just over 550 war dead in 15 countries. We inspect all these war graves on a 6-year inspection cycle. And I, for example, do, on average, 3 inspection trips per year. This year I was in Saskatchewan, Nova Scotia, and British Columbia. Earlier in the year, as I mentioned, I was in the Caribbean. Our mandate when we're inspecting these headstones is to make sure that they are clean, they're stable, they're straight, they're at the standard height of 32 inches. If they're not any of these, in any of these conditions, then we contract out all the work to make sure that they are in these conditions. We have 66 horticultural lots throughout the Americas, most of them, over 50 of them being in Canada. The closest one to here would be in Brookside Cemetery, around in the teardrop section and around the Stone of Remembrance. We have 8 horticultural plots in the US and then a few in the Caribbean. Now, I'll just get a little bit into more details about the Caribbean. One of my colleagues actually visited the Bahamas last winter, and this is one of the cemeteries that was visited, Nassau War Cemetery, where not all war dead around the world are commemorated by upright headstones. In certain cases, they are commemorated by flat markers or block markers, such as in this cemetery. Botticino block markers. And this is the condition that it was in. It's not bad, but it certainly will need cleaning to bring it up to standard. So this was part of the assessment process of our new mandate. And we'll be doing this for the next 4 years of inspecting all the sites throughout the Caribbean, Central America, South America. It will take us to 2016, and by that time we will have visited all our war graves in those new areas. And then we will be able to, from there, be able to bring them up to standard. I visited Bermuda in February. This is one of the cemeteries that I visited, the Royal Naval Cemetery. Most war graves in that cemetery are British, but there are actually there's a number of Canadians in there, mostly Second World War. And one of the conditions that I noticed in this cemetery is that mold easily grows on our headstone. And as a result, our liaison in Bermuda is the Bermuda National Trust, and we have a conservation officer there that is helping us greatly, and we've sent biocidal wash to Bermuda for the Bermuda National Trust to be able to take care of the cleaning that needs to be done throughout this year. One other cemetery that I visited in Bermuda was in the capital in Hamilton, and one thing that's happened over the years is that the local staff that deal with cemeteries in the churchyards, instead of having mold being seen by the public, they will just paint the headstone. And that is definitely not commission standards. And we've asked actually what we've done in this case actually is that there's too many coats of paint on the headstones in this particular churchyard, and we've decided that power washing them will not take away the layers of paint. We've decided that we will actually replace the headstones, and we've asked the church authorities, and they're quite keen on actually not doing anything to the headstones in terms of painting. So it's a lot of It's a lot of negotiations with certain cemetery authorities, but I'm quite encouraged, actually, that we will get our headstones in these new areas on par with our standards worldwide. Another cemetery that was visited by one of my colleagues was in St. Lucia at Chalk Bay War Cemetery, and the same kind of conditions as Bermuda, where mold grows easily onto the headstones, and that will also be dealt with. St. Vincent was one of the islands that I visited last January, and as you can see, there's three crosses right there. Those commemorate three war dead, and then you have three commission headstones next to that. And a lot of paint has been put on the commission headstone. And again, we've told the government of St. Vincent, who is our liaison there, they're actually going to be taking off all the paint, power washing them. There's not as much paint as Bermuda, thank God for that. But hopefully the job is actually being done as I speak. And I'm going back to St. Vincent next month to actually make sure that the work has been completed to commission standards. Also, what we are going to be doing, especially in the case of the private memorials that are the crosses, you'll notice on the right-hand side, at the bottom of the cross, before the war dead used to be just commemorated by an inscription at the bottom of the cross. And because of the layers of paint, the inscription disappeared, and then the inscription basically was replaced by a casualty details plaque. And unfortunately, one of them that I saw was cracked, and we actually have a contractor in Ontario that's going to be replacing all 11 of them for that cemetery and one other cemetery in Kingstown. And I'm going to actually be bringing the plaques with me in October to St. Vincent, and we're going to get all these plaques replaced. Another island that was visited by one of my colleagues was Trinidad and Tobago, and in just a few months ago, last May, the Governor General of Canada visited the Port of Spain St. James Military Cemetery, and there was a ceremony there, and he laid a wreath at the Cross of Sacrifice, and also laid flowers in front of three headstones that commemorated three airmen from the Royal Canadian Air Force who died during the Second World War. Now, other duties that our office or the Commonwealth War Graves Commission deals with is we also inspect non-Commonwealth war graves, meaning that we inspect headstones for people that were in the Canadian military but died outside of our dates and are buried in cemeteries either in France, in Belgium, in the UK, or elsewhere around the world. The Commonwealth War Graves Commission, on an agency basis, actually also maintains national battlefield memorials, meaning that Veterans Affairs Canada hires the Commonwealth War Graves Commission to be able to maintain these sites because of our experience as stonemasons. Also, another service that we do for the for Veterans Affairs Canada is that Veterans Affairs Canada hired us about 10 years ago to do a grave inventory project, meaning to do an inventory project of all veteran graves across Canada. And we've inventoried over 225,000 headstones or markers that were paid for by the Government of Canada that commemorate veterans of the First World War, Second World War, or beyond. And also, our member governments decided to ask us to do the same thing, but for the South African War of 1899-1902. Other duties, public relations, of course. This is one of my duties as public relations. I'm in charge of public relations for our office. We have DVDs, publications, etc. And those are our contact details. We have the main website based out of the UK, but also we have the Canadian Agency website. One of the last things I just wanted to mention is I really encourage you in the next few days to take an opportunity to go and visit Brookside Cemetery. There's over 10,000 veterans buried in the cemetery, but there are also close to 400 war dead from both World Wars. A good portion of our war dead, the First World War war dead, are located around the Cross of Sacrifice in the teardrop section. We refurbished that whole area not too long ago, about 5 years ago. And it is also one of our horticultural sites. Here's another photo of it with the Cross of Sacrifice in the background. One of our war dead is, of course, the Canadian poet John McRae, who is buried in Wimereux Communal Cemetery in France. Any questions? Great.
I have one question.
Yes.
Why wasn't Korea involved in the commission?
Because our mandate strictly dictates that it's the First and Second World War, and that I presume that the United Nations, that they would take care of it.
Okay. And one other, I talked to you with you the other night, and that fallacy or that myth, I know about the school children in Holland, would you
tell them? Yes. I know that there's a lot of people believe that Dutch school children maintain our headstones and our cemeteries in the Netherlands. And I don't want to blow that myth away, but it is, unfortunately, it is a myth. The Commonwealth War Graves Commission is responsible for all cemeteries in the Netherlands. However, Dutch school children do come to the cemeteries, and certainly they do place candles at the top of the headstones. And they also, I know that they are given, they're told to go to one headstone and research that the person that's there. But I can assure you that it is the Commonwealth War Graves Commission that do maintain all our sites in the Netherlands.
There's a gentleman down there.
Oh, yes.
I had a friend from Calgary asked me to look after and accommodate and take somebody to Brookside, which we did. And it just occurred to me, because I wasn't on that mindset at the time, but he saw the thing. He had never seen his father.
Yeah, sorry, he had never seen?
He had never seen his father, and this was the first time he was visiting the site. And it was his intention afterwards to make a headstone for placement there. That would be against the rules, would it?
Well, is he a war dead of the Second World War?
Yes.
He is?
Yes.
And do you know where he is commemorated?
No, he's in Brookside.
Oh, he is in Brookside.
And because of your standards, he could not put a... Is it true that he could not put another headstone on there?
No. All our war dead can only be commemorated once. The commission does not allow double commemoration.
Yes. The reason I asked, he was going out to a stonemason to have one made at his own personal expense.
Right.
I never saw him again, so I don't know what happened.
Oh, okay.
Now I know what to tell him.
Right.
There's another gentleman over there.
Oh, yes.
Can you hear me?
Yes.
How do little villages out in the local areas who have veterans that were killed during the war, buried in their little local cemetery, do they have access to any maintenance or anything through your organization?
All our war dead, all throughout the world, actually all the headstones do get inspected on a cyclical basis. And like I said earlier this year, I was in Saskatchewan, I was in Nova Scotia, and I was also in British Columbia. And our office has 12 trips per year where we will inspect all our headstones. And it could be in very small communities. We will go anywhere. One of the, as I mentioned, the trip I did in British Columbia, we call it our remote sites. It was only 14 cemeteries, but has 29 headstones. And it was in places isolated like Masset, the First Nations Reserve, in Haida Gwaii, on the Queen Charlotte Islands. So I went there, inspected the headstone. If anything needed to be done to it, then we contracted out. So yes, all our headstones definitely get inspected.
Thank you.
Any more questions? I want to thank you again for your presentation.
Thank you.
And Dominique, there's a little token here, our association pin, and a gift.
Thank you very much.
Thank you again.